podcast number 7, the 11th of January 2006.
Okay. Welcome to The Upfront Investor with Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within and author of the book How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. I'm Maureen Clifford. Dale, great to see you today.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. I was just in another world.
Okay. That sort of was a dead end.
It was. Oh, I'll say that again. Hi, Maureen.
Come on, give me something to work with you.
It's good to see you again, Maureen.
Oh, thanks, Dale. Dale, in the past we've spoken about how to manage a portfolio. Today I thought we could discuss how to take control of a portfolio. Now, brokers versus computer software, what's your view?
Ah, very good question. What I find is a lot of people, when they talk to me at expos or wherever I am, they talk about computer software all the time as if computer software will actually make the money. And that's actually one of these big myths on our market, is that software is just a tool. We all use computers at work and we use software like Microsoft Excel.
Yes.
Microsoft Excel, to use it, we have to put data into that.
Yes.
Otherwise it doesn't work. But then what we have to do is then use that data to analyse something and get a result that we can use as an individual. Computer software for trading is very much the same thing. Like an Excel spreadsheet, data goes into it, and then we have to read that data. And most people don't have the knowledge to do so. So I would suggest, if you're not sure about the market, how to use the market, how to invest, is software will not help you. You're better off going to a broker.
Right, well that makes sense. If you don't have the knowledge, then you're not really going to be able to get full value out of it. So if you're going to use a broker, what do you look for?
With a broker, there's a few different things. I mean, obviously there are two types of brokers. One's full service brokers and the other one's internet or discount brokers is another way for it.
Right, and full service brokers?
Full service brokers are normally the bigger accounting broking firms, and what they do is they provide research on a whole range of services. You actually get to talk to the person on the phone, and actually quite often you also get to meet the person that's actually handling your portfolio and helping you make the money.
Right, and presumably the more they know you, the more they can understand what your needs are.
Absolutely. What they do is they do a basic needs analysis like you would normally expect to do with a financial planner. It's a little bit different with a broking house. Mm-hmm. But what they're looking at is what your age is, what you're after, income growth, or a mixture of both growth and income. And the style of what you like, what your risk profile is, and then they start helping you construct a portfolio based on what your feedback is. You may like small stocks, you may like the big blue chips, you may be retired and need income, so they style their portfolios depending on what you need.
Right, and I understand you can get information on brokers available through the stock exchange?
Absolutely, just www.asx.com.au, they have all the brokers listed on that. Australia-wide, so it doesn't matter where you are, you'll be able to find a broker.
Great. And what about the discount brokers?
Discount brokers are a little bit different. They're non-advice. So they're internet brokers, but there are some discount brokers you can ring, but they only do a transaction, that's it. You tell them what you want to do, what you want to buy and what you want to sell. They are cheaper, but not necessarily better than an advice broker, simply because if you don't know anything about the market, you're better off using somebody who can actually help you walk you through what you need to do and how to construct your portfolios.
Right, and if you do take a full service broker, I mean, you're not locked in for life with these people?
Oh no, you're not locked in with any broker. I mean, obviously when you join a broker, when you look to get a broker, especially a full service broker, mm-hmm. you'd interview them, simple as that. You would ring them up and have a chat to them. Quite often you would meet them face to face. You don't really need a broker to be in the same city as you, but it's nice.
Right.
So you might get to meet them face-to-face, have a cup of coffee with them, get to know them, because they really are a partner with you in helping you create the wealth, obviously, from your share trading. So you'd be asking them various questions, and if you don't get on with them, then you go and talk to another broker.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's what you're paying your money for, but what sort of questions should you be asking them?
The questions you really should be asking the broker is, firstly, obviously, what services do they provide for you? There are a lot of different services brokers can provide, not just share broking, but financial advice, structuring. They can talk about, they can help you with managed funds as well, and a whole range of different services. Not into the same depth as a financial planner, but there are various different services those broking firms provide. The other thing you should talk to them about is fees, is what are their fees? Now, expect an advice broker who talks to you and has a personal relationship with you to charge you more, obviously.
Right,
but
yes.
To me, it's always better to pay more money to get better service, especially if you're making the money. And their job is to more than cover their fees, whereas nowadays a lot of people just go straight to your Comsec or your E-Trades or your Sanford's or online broking, thinking, oh, well, it's only going to cost me $30, it's really cheap, rather than paying, say, $70 for an advice broker who's going to give you better shares.
Well, again, as always, what you say makes a lot of sense. So how do people go about, they've met their broker, they pick the one they want, what's the next step? Does the broker guide them through all of that?
Yeah, the broker will guide them through the setup process, and really it doesn't matter whether you use an advice broker or an internet broker. There are basically two things you need to do. Is obviously you need to set up an account with that broker. Now, it's not a bank account, but it is an account that you set up with them. Second thing you need to do is set up a CHESS agreement with them, and they'll organise that. And CHESS is a stock exchange run system, which it keeps a record of all the transactions, buying and selling, and it's an intermediary between the broker and yourself who are buying shares through to the company who actually the shares you're buying. Well, obviously they have.
I was
going
to say
something. They have a
You're trying to explain their system, their software.
Computer share is
a share registry.
A share registry.
Yeah.
I'll say that again.
Yeah. Okay.
What CHESS is an intermediary between the share registry of the company that you're actually buying and yourself and the broker, so that any transactions goes direct to the share registry to register you're interested in those shares, and it's all automatic for you. And they send you like a bank statement. Every time you buy and sell, so what shares you hold in that company.
Right, and that's CHESS.
That's CHESS. That's totally free. There's no extra charges on that. The brokers pay a small fee of every transaction to the Australian Stock Exchange to have that system running. Much, much better. Better than having share certificates that you used to have to send into your broker via the mail, and they were a whole mess.
Yep, it's the wonders of modern technology. Is there any other key things people need to think of?
Probably the major thing I think people when they're looking to get in the share market, and I know we've talked about software, but I often meet people who have spent thousands of dollars on software and they really don't understand the market. And I'm talking some people spend $10,000 to $15,000 on software, and that I get a little bit emotional about that, because I just think they're wasting their money, because it really is the end of the day. You need to educate yourself on how the market works. And that will ensure you make money, not software. Software will never ever make you money, and I've never seen it before, and I'll never ever see it in the future.
Right, so the thing too, I guess, with a full service broker, even if you don't use all of their services, is you can use that as part of an education tool.
To a degree, I mean, but don't expect the broker to spend a lot of time with you. I mean, they do have lots of clients, and they only get paid from transactions, not from spending an hour having a cup of coffee with you. Unless there's buying and selling happening, they're not making money. So they will look after you and they will give you great service. And some are obviously, like any industry, you can have a good car salesperson or a really bad one. So, and that's why I suggest talk to the broker first. Get a relationship with them, but don't expect them to be your best friend. They're there to make money, and they'll obviously get you to buy and sell.
Yeah, and hopefully make you money.
And hopefully make you money, yes.
But behind it all is education.
Absolutely. I mean, the broker won't educate you much, but he'll answer questions for you, but he's not there to educate you. You're better off, obviously, going and getting education yourself.
Now, of course, one of the ways people can do that is buying your book.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think it's written for people getting started in the market. It's not written for share traders, but it'll give people a very good education on how to start their portfolios.
Great. And if people want further information on any of these topics or your book?
They can just simply go through to my website, www.wealthwithin.com.au. The book's on there, or you can get the book in the bookshops.
Great, Dale. Thank you very much again, and I look forward to talking to you
again. My pleasure. Have a good day.
Bye.